So, guys, this one is for all the moms out there. Not just all the moms, it could be for dads too, but I think it's really for all the tired, exhausted, confused, all the moms out there that are just like, ah, I need information. Joining me today is Dr. Susan Landers. So, she is a baby doctor. She's got decades and decades. Or decades and decades and decades of experience caring for the tiniest and most vulnerable patients, babies. And she's not only a leader in the neonatal medicine, but she is also an author, sharing her journey of balancing a high-stakes medical career with motherhood in her book, So Many Babies. She literally just released a newsletter, which is growing by the minute. Right now, people are hitting subscribe on that thing. And her podcast, Moms Matter, has soared to the top 2 percentile in the parenting section on Spreaker. And she's actually featured on their homepage. So Dr. Susan Landers is here to talk to us today about emotional labor. And I'll have her define that shortly. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you to Spreaker and iHeartRadio. And our audience for being here. Please do not forget to like and subscribe. It is so good to see you again.
Thanks, Lisa. You too. I like doing these conversations with you.
Yeah, they're so much fun. And like I said before we hit record, like I'm so inspired by you. You're just like this woman that just takes life and says, I'm gonna figure this out. I'm gonna do this thing. And it just makes me just it's so awesome. I love it so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't always feel this way. I used to feel like I was sort of struggling and burdened and trying to keep my head above water. And I know a lot of other moms feel that way. That's why this topic is so important, the emotional load of motherhood, the cognitive load. It's the things we think about. We think about, has the kid had the vaccination that's due? Did I make an appointment? Am I going to answer that teacher's email? What about the appointment that the dog needs at the vet? Did I get her costume for the dance recital on Saturday? Oh, did I pay that light bill? I really can't remember. And what does the babysitter know about what we expect for Thursday night? This is the cognitive load of motherhood. We carry it around in our minds. I carried it with me to the hospital, and I would be taking care of a sick baby and going, did I really answer that note to that teacher? Did I sign that permission slip for the swim meet that's in a whole nother city and they're going to spend the night and I can't remember? All that stuff is emotional load. It's cognitive burden. Recently, over 400 women across the US were surveyed by some researchers, I think from one of the California schools, and the results were published in the Archives of Women's Health Journal. And they showed that with 30 different activities from taking out the trash to loading the dishwasher to doing the laundry to packing the lunches to picking up the babysitter to calling the pediatrician to paying the bills. Women did 75% of those tasks. And
Wow.
guess what the men did? Guess what the partners did? 30%. Now,
Wow.
they asked people about doing it emotionally, thinking about it, planning it, and getting it done, physically doing it. And it was still 75% to 30%. So there's this huge gender disparity in running a household. And moms, if you feel like you're overwhelmed, you are. I remember when I was 43 years old and I had three little kids and I was working full time and my husband was just had the best job in the world. I said, I don't get this. I'm just frazzled. And I made a list. I made him read my list of all the things. I didn't think of everything these researchers thought of, but I thought of a lot of stuff, 20 or 30 things. And he wrote down, buy groceries, cook the meal in the evening, help pack lunches for school. And that was huge. That was really huge. I was so lucky to have a husband that cooked. But everything else in the household, even the vet appointments, even paying the bills, I did it. Well, he took out the trash and he would take the kids to school. That was big. But his list was little teeny weeny, and my list was huge. And I know listeners are shaking their heads, going, God, me too, me too. Finally, someone is admitting this is a problem. I mean, 75% of the activities are done by women and 30% are done by men. So what's the big deal? Right, Lisa? It's no big deal, right? We just get it done.
I can say that. I'm holding back right now, but
I know.
I feel like I'm like almighty and powerful. Like women are so gosh darn strong, and there's so many expectations put on us. But yeah, no, that's a problem. That's a problem. I'm holding back. I'm gonna close my mouth.
That's a problem. And the problem is, it makes us more depressed. It makes us more anxious. We feel more stress. We have more trouble in our relationships. I mean, it's not fair. It's like the seesaw is like gung gung, you know. You're way down here with the weight, and he's up here swinging and having a good time.
Oh my God,
And
resentment, resentment.
resentment, it affects your sex life. It affects how you talk to each other. It affects how you look at each other. It affects getting
Respect,
ready in the
yes.
morning. It affects bedtime rituals with the kids. Maybe he could always do the bedtime story. I mean, if the kids wake up in the middle of the night, they want to come crawl in with you, usually, not your husband. I mean, some kids might want to snuggle up with the hubby, but everything is on the mom's shoulders for a household, running a ship with the captain being co-captains, mom and dad, and all the crew being all the kids, and then throw in a babysitter, and then throw in the dogs, and then throw in the neighbors, and then throw in two jobs. And who ends up running the ship? Mom. Yeah, so Motherly, the magazine, I like that magazine. They did a survey in 2024 and they found exactly the same thing. Their survey was not scientifically representative, but it was bigger. It was like 2,500 women. And they found that the moms tended to do way more emotional planning and work and way more physical work, laundry, cooking, cleaning, shopping for groceries. So they asked moms what this caused them, how it made mothers feel. And guess what the mother said? Anxious, depressed, and resentful. There
Overwhelmed.
it is. So you don't like it. I didn't like it when my husband was just doing three or four things and I was doing 15. And so we sat down and we made lists, and I moved some things off my list onto his, and it really helped. Here's another little secret. When I asked him to put the kids to bed, do the baths, and put them to bed, he didn't do it the way I did. And sometimes I would say, you know, you really need to do so and so, or she likes this so and so, or use these pajamas so and so. And he looked at me and he'd say, if you want me to do this, you need to let me do this. And
I
that's
back
a
him on that.
tip. So if you ask your husband to clean the kitchen to load the dishwasher, he's going to load it wrong, and you just need to zip it and not say anything because we all know the best way to do things. But if they help us, if they take some of this emotional burden, we need to let them do it their way. And we need to say, wow, that's great. That worked out perfectly. Thank you so much. And go outside and sit on the deck with a glass of wine, or go take a walk around the park or around your neighborhood, or call a friend, because he's not going to do it the way you do it. He could probably call the pediatrician and schedule the shots. He could stay home with a kid when they're sick from school. You know what? My husband is a doctor, and I was a doctor. He never stayed home with a sick child, ever. I had to arrange a babysitter. I had to stay home. I had to call the pediatrician. Why did I do that to myself? Lisa, you mentioned that, we're strong, we're accomplished. Our culture has told us we're supposed to do everything. And I thought I was supposed to do everything. Let me let you in on a secret. We cannot do everything. It makes you stressed. It makes you depressed. It will make you anxious. And the motherly survey also showed that the mothers who were doing the most emotional labor were going to get therapy way more often than the year before. They were 45% of them were going to get mental health therapy.
I believe
Go
it.
figure. Go
Yeah.
figure. Of course. If you resent your spouse or partner, it's going to put a real wedge in your relationship. So I wanted to talk about emotional labor. I was telling a friend today at the health club, I was picking up some spray bottles that people had left behind for spraying their equipment. It had been a strength training class. And I walked around and I picked up a few bottles and I said, "Why am I doing this?" And somebody laughed and said, "Did you ever pick up coffee cups at a practice meeting for your partners?" And I went, "Yes." They would get up and leave. And I would look around the table and pick up the trash and throw it in the trash can, like I was some kind of wife or something. So we just do these things. We just look for things to clean, things to organize, things to do. We want our children to be up to date with their sports, with their extracurriculars, with their school projects. We want them to be happy and healthy. Men don't think that way. I mean, they like being dads, but they don't think like we do. Now, is there a solution for this problem, Lisa? What's the
Sure hope
solution,
so.
do you think? Huh?
My fingers are crossed. I sure hope there is because I'm stressed out just thinking about
Hey, listen, there's a $16 solution. I don't
Oh.
have any interest in this company. I don't even know who developed this tool. It's called the Fair Play Deck. It's a
Oh.
deck of cards that you can buy off of Amazon, and it lists 50 activities in the household. 50. Everything is there. And you and your husband can look at the deck of cards, and you can stack them in front of you and in front of him, who does what. And when your stack of cards is 3 inches high and his is 1 inch high, you can have a conversation. I've even learned that there's some therapists that are becoming Fair Play Deck certified. So there's
Oh, okay.
a lot to this Fair Play Deck. But I think people could use it on their own. It's a
That's
lot better
brilliant.
than making a list. Isn't that smart?
And
You just go.
men are visual too. So like for them to visualize it, they like to see their
Right.
visual. So
Good
to
point.
see all of that, and then it also like really illustrates like as that deck's getting bigger and bigger. It's like the whole experience. That is brilliant. Whoever created
Yeah.
that, like, well done.
I hope they're making a fortune. It's only $16 on Amazon, and you can find it
Crazy.
fair if you just type in Fair Play Deck. So order one up and sit down with your husband or partner and have a conversation. And you will be surprised how many things you can unload. He may ask you, why do you think you're the one who has to do something? And that's a good conversation to have too. Why did I think I was always the one to stay at home with a sick child? I wanted to, but some days I resented it because I was behind at work. Why did I think I was the one to go to the pediatrician and ask the questions? I wanted to, but he could have done that too. I mean, dads like to talk to the pediatricians. So there's some things that he may want to do, and you've got to let him have it. And that might be hard. Like, I
Yeah.
really loved my husband taking all the kids to school. He would drop them off on the way to work. And then I could sort of breathe a little, have another cup of coffee, and just drive myself to work. So the emotional labor of motherhood is real. If you're feeling it, you need to get yourself a Fair Play deck. You need to sit down with your spouse or partner, and you need to have an honest conversation. Talk about it with your friends too. Ask them who does what. In the study, there were 30 things: packing lunches, calendar keeper, helping with homework. We can both do that. Uniforms, childcare, laundry. Yeah, my husband never did laundry. Groceries, transportation, breakfasts, nighttime comfort, home goods, supplies, discipline, screen time. That's a good one to share with your husband. Morning routine, share with your husband. Supervising children. He might have to get off the couch and not watch the football game or the basketball or baseball game and go out and check out what's going on in the backyard. There's so many good ideas in the Fair Play deck. I think it will be helpful to start a conversation. For those moms who were like me, frustrated, and I went to see a therapist about it, talk to your therapist about it. Decide if you're holding resentments. Try to make sense of what you want to do and what you feel like you have to do. What gives you meaning and what do you resent? That's the key here.
Yeah, oh my gosh, there's so many things here. And if anyone out there is struggling with their mental health, I mean, those red flags that Susan has mentioned, the depression, the anxiety, your relationship quality, please reach out. We have some resources we can provide to you. But the conversation needs to happen because I know so many young moms, so many middle-aged moms, who are just so incredibly frustrated, and the time they spend with their child is almost like, you see them being short with their child because I can tell, I know that the deeper meaning is they're frustrated with their partner and them not
Oh.
pitching in this, but they've also never had that conversation. So this is
Right.
so
Right.
helpful, like so
Right.
helpful.
I never had that conversation until I was up to my neck. And it
Yeah.
just occurred to me, because I'm a real list person, make a list. And if you don't buy the Fair Play deck, make a list. It'll help because, as Lisa said, they're visual and they'll see the difference when your list has 30 items on it and their list has three or four. So this is a very important area for working moms. It's an important area for moms in general because our culture has told us we have to do everything. Our culture has told us that we are super mom, that we can work, that we can be mothers, that we can be spouses, sisters, friends. Our culture has spread us so thin, and we have accepted that for so long that we've dug a hole and sort of jumped into that hole. And now modern moms are realizing that the workplace is not conducive to our running a household. Our household is not conducive to fairness, and we have less time to be with our friends, our support system, and we're comparing ourselves to others on social media. So we think we're not measuring up, and we feel like we're not measuring up, when in fact, what we're doing is very, very difficult. What we are doing is hard. It takes a lot of effort to work full time and to be a mom and to be a spouse and to be a friend or a sister or a daughter. Those are big roles. Those are big roles to play. And we need to think about what gives us meaning, what causes us resentments, and how to confront those issues with our spouse or partner.
Yes, amen to that. Oh my gosh, Dr. Susan Landers, where can we find you? Talk to us about your new newsletter and your website.
My website is susanlandersmd.com, and you can find everything about me there, books, ebooks, a blog. I love to write about issues that are important for moms. I started a newsletter on Substack. Moms Matter. Of course we do. Moms Matter is my newsletter. And you can subscribe for free or a nominal monthly fee. And I write about medical stories of inspiring moms. I write about my own stories of being a mom working. I write about areas of interest, pediatric health, children's health, teens, young adults, motherhood in general. Working moms. I just do whatever I think is important, what was important to me when I was in the thick of it. And I don't just tell stories and give examples. I look things up and make sure what I did was right or wrong, and what the science and the evidence tells us about the best way to stay healthy as a working mom. I think maternal health is so crucial. I've been depressed a couple of times in my life, and it was because I was overworked and over-mothering and over-wifing, and it was just a mess. And I was doing everything for everyone but me. So I write a lot about self-care and burnout. Check out Moms Matter on Substack. And check out my website, and you can contact me there as well if you want to.
Amazing. Do you have any last minute tips or advice you'd like to leave our audience with today?
Mother guilt comes from somewhere back in our culture, from maybe our own mother and how she mothered. It tells us that we should be doing things, that we should be there for every milestone, that we should fix the lunches and cook the meals. Mother guilt is something we need to let go of. We all have it. It pops up at various moments, and emotional labor is real, and it's bigger than mother guilt. Unloading some emotional labor running your household is more important than you're feeling guilty about asking your husband or spouse to do something. So watch out for mother guilt. Try to let go of it. It's not healthy. Sharing the load is healthy.
You know what I'm about to do right now? After we get off this call, I'm going to call my mother and thank her and just ask her how she's
Oh,
doing because I'm like, oh my God, like that is so much. Like we talked about before, I don't have children of my own, but I do appreciate and understand what it's like raising children in a family. And I just want to thank you so much for being here today and for sharing your knowledge. Such valuable advice.
Thank you. It's very important, and I know the listeners will think about things.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Until next time, my name is Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. You just heard from Dr. Susan Landers. Go check out her website. Go subscribe to her newsletter. I'm going to make sure we have that in the show notes for you guys. And just be good to yourselves. You're doing enough. You are enough. You're doing enough. And if you are struggling with a mental health issue, please do not suffer and struggle alone. Reach out. And if you need some resources, we will be there for you. Bye for now. Go hug your
Bye.
mother.